agent called me on Monday afternoon. I was like, yeah, I'm ready. Let's go home.
So how far did you grow up from here?
I actually went to Eden Prairie, and right. I grew up off of Highway 5 in Dallas, so about 5 miles, three okay. miles.
Sure.
So pretty close.
Yeah, I'm sure you've driven by this.
Yeah, a few times. Yeah.
So what's your feeling on these last 3 weeks as far as playing time, you know?
You know,
is it a tryout? Or,
I mean, yeah, I'm just coming here and doing what they tell me to do and try to get caught up on the offense as fast as I can so I can, you know, if the need be, you know, I'll be ready for it, you know. So I've got to spend a lot of time getting that playbook and getting adjusted.
Sure. So have you talked to Mike Grant since you've been there?
I haven't talked to Coach Grant, no, I haven't. But I talked to his son, Ryan, good buddies with.
Okay.
And pretty excited.
What about his dad?
I haven't seen Bud okay. in a while.
Did you know him?
Yeah, I met. Yeah, so I grew up with Ryan, so he's always kind of around.
Okay,
cool. So he might not recognize me or remember me. I was 240 back then, high school, so...
So when you find out on Monday that this is a possibility, you still have to wait to figure out if they're going to let you go, right?
Well, yeah. See,
so you
kind of peace squad.
Did not tell your family, or did you tell?
Well,
your
no, it's also I told them right away. It's like, okay, well, the only way I'd stay if they'd matched it. Otherwise, you're kind of like a free agent on practice squad. So if some team wants it, you can go. I was like, I'm gone. You know,
okay.
I had a great time there, but it's a good opportunity here, so gotta take advantage of it.
How do you take advantage of that? If there's not playing time, what's the best thing that you can do to kind of show yourself off?
Just the way you practice, the way you prepare, the way, you know, kind of position yourself well for the off season, and then come in and work your butt off in OTAs and everything and try to position yourself for camp and kind of just build on itself like that.
Is it kind of just a surreal feeling that being here?
Yeah, you know, it's, like I said, out of the blue, and I was like, it's pretty sweet to go home. So it's very happy, very excited, and happy to get to work here.
You know, I was just talking to Charles Johnson. He's a practice squad guy who now is scoring touchdowns and starting. Do you look at – I mean, there's probably more stories like that that I don't know about. Do you pay attention to those guys that came off of practice squads?
Yeah, I mean, every week I look on the ticker, we call it the acquisition, you know, the NFL stuff, and I see guys that get moved up all the time. So, you know, it's there. I know guys who have – through my buddies past year and a half and picked up off practice squad and gotten other places and ended up starting. So there's always a possibility for O linemen. It's kind of a lot of times a project. Like, yeah, I played 2.5 years of college at tight end, so I had to put weight on and learn a new position, and so that's kind of sometimes a project, and now it's kind of coming full circle here, and it's ready to get after it.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.